Women, children, and the elderly make up the majority of the 11 million Ukrainians fleeing conflict, according to the United Nations. They also filled the Krematorsk train station in Donetsk, where a Russian missile struck on Friday.
And I must say, in my 31 years as a humanitarian, I've rarely seen so much damage caused in so little time.
The impact of the fighting on the most vulnerable civilians was presented to the United Nations Security Council on Monday.
In just 6 weeks, nearly two-thirds of all Ukrainian children have been displaced. They have been forced to leave behind everything, their homes, their school, and often their family members.
Families forced to split up to escape the fighting are particularly vulnerable to human trafficking and sexual abuse, according to UN experts, who said accusations of sexual assault in areas held by Russian forces are on the rise.
We know and see, and we want you to hear our voices, that violence and rape is used now as a weapon of war by Russian invaders in Ukraine. Reports from Kyivska, Khersonska, and Chernivtsi Oblast reported by the survivors themselves and by the witnesses, raped by a group of occupants multiple times with life threat to survivors, their children, their family members, in front of the family members and other people. Real cases, real people, real facts.
Russia's deputy ambassador denied the accusations.
No convincing evidence has been presented for any of these crimes, but it's understandable that you have trampled on the presumption of innocence a long time ago.
But other council members called for accountability.
Let me be very clear. There must be no impunity for crimes against children. In order to ensure accountability, we need to collect, analyze, and store evidence on all crimes against children.
More than 140 children have been killed in Ukraine, with hundreds more wounded or having lost a family member. The United Nations says it can't confirm reports of women being raped or of children being sent to Russia against their families' wishes, but it's calling for a full investigation and respect for international law. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.